6237.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com as we launch here into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the show. And in addition, by the way, to the toll-free number, we're also now available on Skype. You can find us as lrn.fm there. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us, of course, over at freetalklive.com, where you actually can control the content of the website. You submit different things to it as show prep items. They then appear on the site and will require a certain number of votes to be promoted to the front page. So when you go to freetalklive.com, you may not have something you want to submit, but you can go there and vote on things. Vote them up if you like them, vote them down if you don't, or just ignore it if you don't like it. And then the way you do that is you can vote on the stuff on the front page, but what matters the most is voting on the upcoming stories page. So when you go to freetalklive.com, just click upcoming stories, and then you'll be presented with the various different submissions that other listeners, maybe even you, had made to the site, and you can vote them up or down, and it makes a big difference. Now, we're going to try Gene the Christian Anarchist again. We had a bad connection before. Gene, are you with us? Gene the Christian Anarchist, going once?
Hey, I'm here.
There you are, sir. Yes, go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, good. I can talk about the my involvement in the sovereign citizen movement, but right now, very quickly, I just wanted to mention a couple things I saw in China this time that was kind of interesting. Was McDonald's now has drive-through in China.
How about that?
And actually, we went through on one. A friend of ours has a car. In fact, they were shopping for their second car.
So the reason why this is happening is because China's been having a huge economic boom, and more people are driving now than ever before, right?
Yeah, it's just amazing, the number of cars over there. And we also ran into our first real jerk policeman on our way out of China.
Hmm.
My son had a real fancy carved knife that was given to him, you know, one of these Mongolian knives,
mm-hmm.
with about a 10-inch blade, and we had it in the checked bags. And that set the alarm off, and the cops showed up. But anyway, this one cop was a real jerk, and he decided to keep the knife. And I'm sure, I don't know the exact laws there, but he said you could get in trouble just for transporting it. And I don't believe that for a minute, because last time we brought out a great big long broadsword.
So now the rules are in international travel, you can't move sharp metal from one location to the next.
Yeah,
I mean, this isn't checked baggage. This isn't going on the. This isn't in your carry-on luggage. This is in checked bags. I mean, you're not handling it on the plane.
Right. It's in the checked bag, and we checked, like I say, a broadsword the last time, and they didn't have any problem with it. They did want to look at it. But this time, I think it was just a jerk cop that decided he wanted the knife. And strangely enough, he was the first cop I've ever seen with a holster on his belt. He didn't have a gun in it. I don't think he's allowed to bring his gun into the airport, but I've never seen a cop with a gun in China. This guy, I saw him with a holster. I still didn't see him with a gun.
Interesting.
Anyway, sovereign citizen. I've been involved in all kinds of income tax positions and sovereign citizen stances over the years, started in the 1970s when I stopped paying income taxes for 20 years based on a lot of different arguments. I wound up using Irwin Schiff's towards the end, and of course I saw my friend Irwin go to prison, and Irwin
still there.
Yeah, he's still there, and he had all the arguments down pat. He did all the research.
He wrote the book, or he wrote a bunch of them, more than one book about it.
He did, and they're great books. If you want to study what the law should have done,
mm-hmm.
then you would learn it from Irwin. But I learned very quickly by watching his case and watching a few other people go to jail that the law does not apply to us. It doesn't. I mean, it applies to us when they want it to apply to
right.
us, but it doesn't apply to them because they are the federal mafia. They are the criminals and the crooks, and the laws don't apply to them. They will bend the rules. They will cheat. They will ignore any kind of an argument that you have that's based on supposed law, and you will get canned. There was a guy I was had a discussion with on the Daily Paul website about how they're going to have the, you know, file these papers, and when they do, then the gun laws won't apply to them. And I said, you just show that paper to them when they come knocking down your door to confiscate your weapon.
Oh, so sorry, sir. You've got that piece of paper. We're just going to turn right around here. Have a nice day. Oh, boy, we didn't realize it.
Whoops.
People knew about that secret code.
Yeah, so there is no law. The law is a joke. And if you think you can apply the law to, you know, and make some special argument that's going to make people back off, it's not going to happen. They're lawless. They're a lawless bunch of criminals, and they're going to use
it's the rule of men. It's the rule of people who, you know, just do whatever it is they want to, and they get away with it because we allow them to collectively. Most people go along to get along. They do what they're told, and they're afraid of what the consequences will be, so they're afraid to stand up. And, of course, you know, the sovereign citizens, as confused as some of them might be about believing that the government actually follows its own laws, a lot of them, I think, have the right idea, at least for, you know, standing up for their rights. I mean, I give them a lot of credit for some of the things that they do. I just think there's some points on which they're confused. Do you agree with me, Gene, that the term sovereign citizen is a contradiction in terms?
Sure it is, but then so is, you know, to some extent is the handle that I use, Christian anarchist, a little bit of a contradiction in terms, but I use it for the shock value. You know, I want people to realize that you can be an anarchist or a voluntarist and be a Christian at the same time, because they're not mutually exclusive.
It's true.
If you truly understand the principles behind both of them.
Gene, thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight. Always appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE.
Is it Tolstoy
Tolstoy is a Christian anarchist, a famous Christian anarchist.
Yeah, wrote that book, is it The Kingdom Within or something like that?
Kingdom of God is Within You.
Yeah, that's the one.
Which I read during my stint in jail. And it was a very good book.
That's upon which this is all, spoken of. And, you know, that's the kind of Christianity I can get behind.
I agree. So we have been talking about this sovereign citizen concept, and every now and then it pops its head up in the mainstream media, and they of course try to paint them as dangerous, armed, crazy individuals, and some of them are armed and some of them may be crazy, but a lot of them I think are on the right track generally, in that they are stepping outside of the system and saying to themselves, this is ridiculous, I don't agree, I didn't consent. And as far as that message goes, I agree with them. I don't agree with the idea of sovereign citizenship, because you can't be a king and a citizen at the same time. Go ahead, look up the definition of citizen. It's one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection to, in theory, a government or something else.
Right.
Right.
Of course, in the United States, the Supreme Court has ruled over and over and over again that they have no obligation to protect you. So,
exactly.
Therefore, there is no such thing as a citizen. Let me repeat that for you. You are not a United States citizen. You are a subject of this government. Now, they used to use this term subject much more. It was, you know, even up until the...
Listen to the police scanner. They still use it.
Yeah,
there.
They use the term subject when they talk about people on the police scanner. But that could just be subject of an investigation or an inquiry or whatever. But they used to use this subject term even into the first half of the 20th century in treaties and that sort of thing, laws. But now they don't use it. It's really gone out of vogue. But citizen is an inaccurate term.
So since there are no citizens, you certainly can't be a sovereign. You can't be a citizen anyway, because at least in the U.S., they don't owe you an obligation of protection, so that nullifies...
I don't know any government that claims to owe protection to its citizens.
Right, they probably don't. All I know for sure about is the U.S. government's, their Supreme Court decisions. And if you don't believe us, please, you know, don't take our word for it. We're just talk show hosts. Go to Google and type in no obligation to protect. And you will find some of the court cases that make that pretty
crystal
clear.
Supreme Court cases by people that are, you know, these lofty individuals.
Yeah.
I mean, if you actually paid attention to what these people said, you'd come to the conclusions that we have. I mean, I didn't want to come to these conclusions. It's been 10 years on the radio. I didn't start out with these opinions.
Nope. So sovereign also means, you know, it's the king. The sovereign is a sovereign. They are separated from everybody else. No one is in control of them. You have total control over your life and your property. You're sovereign. So therefore, you couldn't possibly, if there were a concept of a citizen, one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection, there's no way they could be mixed together. So there's some confusion involved here, but we can tell more about this sovereign citizen so-called story here in a few moments, which we started at the beginning of the show. More coming up. You can also take control at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live's live Saturday show.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Amarin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We're talking about so-called sovereign citizens, and I always put so-called in front of that because I think the term is ridiculous, even though I might actually agree with a lot of what these guys have to say about, hey, I didn't consent to this government, and I am hearing myself, by the way. I think my board operator might be attempting to fix some technical difficulties on his side. Anyway, 855, oh, that's actually, yeah, I guess, it, I don't know where that was coming from. Anyway, 855-453, we have been having some issues here tonight. But we will take your calls about anything. Now, the sovereign citizen story, just a recap for those of you just tuning in. There's a young man in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho? Iowa? Where is Coeur d'Alene?
I thought it was Idaho.
It is Idaho. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, who went to court and was arrested trying to get a video camera into the courtroom. Now, whatever you think about the idea of someone not consenting to the state, certainly you would support the idea of having transparency and accountability in a courtroom, right? Well, in a lot of courtrooms across this country, that's just not an option. Sorry, you don't get to record your own trial or anyone else's.
I can see why they wouldn't want some 15 people set up with tripods taking up every square inch of the gallery or something like that. But
yeah, that doesn't happen.
It could, I suppose, conceivably. But, you know, I mean, if somebody's sitting in a seat and holding up an iPod or iPhone or something like that, recording what's going on, big fat hairy deal. One camera should be allowed in at the very least, and then require the journalist to share it. Something.
Well, they do that in most courts, but you don't just get to walk in with a camera. In some courts that will allow cameras, they will have a one camera rule where if there is a large demand, they will force the companies to pool their footage, as it's called. But I don't know how easy it is to get in those courtrooms, because the people we talk to, we've asked them, hey, you know, can you get a camera in the court? And they say no. People in California, people in various other states have said it's just not something you can do. And maybe if you're an established media operation, then you can somehow swing enough lawyer power to be able to get them to allow your camera in. But the average person in most courtrooms across the country, at least from the experience we've had talking to people, just can't get them in there. So we're going to continue with this man's story. He was arrested trying to get into the courtroom here in a moment.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way for you to get bitcoins. If you've been paying any kind of attention to, say, the news media, the business news media, internationally, listening to Free Talk Live, you've heard about bitcoins. Bitcoins are the new online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency made for the Internet that allow you to send and receive money without having to pay any fees. That is, in and of itself, revolutionary. And further, even more revolutionary, it gives you total control over your money. And you just don't have that today unless you're stuffing your money into a mattress and then the Federal Reserve's inflating it, whatever it feels like. So, yeah, you don't have that today at all with whatever money you've got. Bitcoins, they can't do that. So, if you want to get bitcoins, and I highly recommend you do, go to BitInstant.com. They've got more than a million locations around the world, and including your computer at home, that you can make deposits. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account, where your account is, and then you can make your deposit. It's that easy. It's BitInstant.com. Again,
right.
BitInstant.com.
Yes, a fine choice. I use it myself. So back to ABCNews.com here, where they're talking about the so-called sovereign citizen movement and the young man who was arrested for trying to get a camera into court. They go back into a little bit of history here. His name is Peterson, Robert Peterson, about 21, 22 years old. His long series of run-ins with authorities began when he was 18 and was busted for making fireworks. That's when he said he went online and stumbled into a whole hidden world of sovereign citizen ideology, which argues that the U.S. government is a corporation profiting off of all of us.
No, it's certainly, I mean, I don't see how.
It's true.
Right. I mean, is it incorporated? Well,
yes.
I would imagine it is incorporated. It's certainly got bond ratings and all these things that
That's
corporations
correct.
Have. Is all you have to do is go see the side of a city. It says incorporated in 1862 or whatever.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, they're what they call municipal corporations. I don't see why there wouldn't be, you know, corporations as federal governments too.
And they absolutely are profiting off of you. You are their serf.
They own you.
Right.
If they didn't own you, they wouldn't be able to take the fruits of your labor. That's what we call income tax. So, not only do they take the fruits of your labor, they're taking the fruits of your unborn grandchildren by putting this stuff, putting the debt out into the future. Please, if you don't think the federal government is your slave master, you're just not paying attention.
They, so according to ABC News here, they say that anyone who knows better can avoid paying taxes or even getting a driver's license. And, yeah, that's where things start to diverge as far as me and what these guys think. It doesn't matter what you say to the cops, if you show them some sort of form or an affidavit of whatever. You know, they have all these terminology that they've applied to their legal, what they consider legalish documents. The cops don't know what the hell you're talking about. They don't understand what any of these things are. They haven't done the research you've done. They're not part of some giant conspiracy. They're just tools of the state, and they do what they're told for the most part. And so, yeah, you can drive without having a driver's license. It's just that eventually some man with a car and a gun is going to force you off the road and possibly shoot you for it. Or if you obediently pull over, may very well steal your car from you. But until then, you certainly can drive without a driver's license. Anyway, some, like Peterson, declare they were never a citizen of the country to begin with. And I agree with that perspective. As you were pointing out before, Mark, there are no citizens. Go ahead and look up the definition of citizen and tell me if that applies to you, because there is no obligation for the state to protect you. They've ruled it over and over again. But putting his beliefs into practice has produced nonstop conflict for Peterson. Aside from arguing traffic violations, he at one point declared a nearby $370,000 foreclosed home to be his property. He even put a sign out front that said, "This is my spot now." Ultimately,
so he's homesteading it, I guess.
In his mind.
In his mind.
Yeah. Ultimately, the local sheriff, who's very familiar with Peterson by now, made him leave the house. Kootenai County Sheriff-elect Ben Wolfinger said they hope his behavior doesn't continue to escalate. He said, "We need to be aware of who he is and what is his ideology, just in case that manifests itself into something else down the road." Peterson insisted that he's nonviolent. To a point. We'll continue with that here in a moment. Now, this whole taking over a foreclosed home, definitely don't agree with that. I believe in property rights, and that, I understand the whole bank situation is terrible, and I'm certainly no fan of the banking cartel or the financial system in this country, but if you entered into an agreement to pay loan payments, I think that you should probably honor the agreement. And if it doesn't work out for you, that home doesn't become unowned. Somebody has a claim to it. And you can argue whether that's a valid claim or not, but I think most people agree that, if you fail on your mortgage payments, that the home is the bank's and they can do with it as they please.
I think that the banks are so deeply in collusion with the federal government that it's difficult for me to root for them in any way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if somebody took a loan from somebody else in order to get a house,
does that mean you support this guy in taking over that?
No, I think that's silly.
Property?
That's silly.
Well, why is it silly? You're arguing against the banks themselves, right?
Well, this guy doesn't own that property. He didn't pay for it.
Who would own the property in your world?
As far as I'm concerned, those people abandoned their house when they left it.
So it is an abandoned property.
They abandoned to the bank.
That's what I'm saying. It's the bank's property. You may not agree with the banking system, but, they've got claim to that, and I think it's a pretty valid claim, even though the money isn't valid and the money's fiat and all that. In the absence of the federal dollar, we would probably...
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Are you a sovereign citizen? That is something we've been discussing throughout the show tonight, and if you are, would love to hear from you. Of course, my position is that you couldn't possibly be because it's a contradiction in terms. But people do believe this. That's what they call themselves. The sovereign citizen movement is getting some national press, and we can talk more about that here. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You mentioned, Mark, the Bitcoin earlier. We do actually accept Bitcoin in our Bitcoin tip jar. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. If you have purchased some Bitcoins, if you do have some, or you can be given Bitcoins as well. If you have Bitcoins and you would like to share some with us, you can do that. Head over to bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, I told you in the last segment, if you wanted to get Bitcoins, to go to bitinstant.com. But if you're a business and you want to be able to accept Bitcoins and you're, you know, confused and not in, you know, like you don't want to learn all about Bitcoins and that kind of thing, there's a company that'll take care of it for you. It's bitpay.com. And if you accept Bitcoins, one of the big advantages is that the fees are much lower than credit cards. Also, there's no risk. Zero risk. Not a single risk of a chargeback or fraud. None of these things can happen with Bitcoins. That's just sort of the nature of them. Bit BitPay will make it easy for you, any website or charity or retail store, to accept bitcoins. And you'll immediately, instantly have them converted into cash and deposited right into your bank account. I don't know everything about how businesses accept payments online, but I expect it takes a certain amount of time for your cash to become available to you through using one of these sites that allows people to use credit cards, that kind of thing. Bitcoins, they make it a lot easier. It's bitpay.com. Everybody who accepts money on a website, on the internet, should go to, it should be going to this site right now, bitpay.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. We're talking about the so-called sovereign citizen movement and a young man who has gotten into it in the last few years of his life and has resulted in now him going to jail as he attempted to bring a video camera into a courtroom and demanded that a bailiff stand out of his way, was arrested in that process, and then charged with further charges of resisting arrest and things like that. Or I think it was like assault against a bailiff or assault against some sort of government agent.
Yeah.
So we're going to continue his story, and then we'll take your calls at 855-450-FREE.
Assault means that they had to put handcuffs on you.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. So Peterson says, as the young man, he says he insisted he is nonviolent to a point. He said, quote, if they shoot at me first, shooting back would be a good reaction, he said. And this is a common perspective of people who feel like their freedom has been decimated.
Well, they wouldn't it be the reaction of an American citizen? I mean, that's how this country was founded, right? It was by people willing to shoot at other at government officials. And this is the story we've been told all along. Now, I don't think that this is an expeditious way to go about it, but you take a look at human history, and it is, especially, you know, prior to the 20th century, just rife with people willing to use violence to get what they want. Why? Because the government is an organization, or at least the state, is an organization that claims for itself a monopoly privilege on the use of violence. And governments need to evolve to a new level where they no longer claim a monopoly on a given landmass. I mean, there was a time within, you know, 300 years when no one could imagine for one second that, you know, two people of a different religion could possibly live next to each other. The Puritans killed the Quakers. And, you know, just all kinds of denominations had fights. States had particular denominations, things like that. In England, there was the whole English Revolution based on the Papists and things like that. So, I mean, you know, people just couldn't imagine people of different religions living next to each other. But why shouldn't a person be able to choose their own government?
Indeed. But shooting your way out isn't going to solve the problem.
Probably not.
It's only going to make you look crazy, which is why, you know, one of the reasons why the sovereign citizen movement has been tainted, because there have been a few of them who have shot back at police, and actually in some cases where they weren't even being shot at.
Yeah.
They were just pulled over for a speeding ticket or something like that.
Yeah. Dying for a speeding ticket.
So when Peterson appeared in court for the stun gun incident, there was one of the big differences between me and these people is I'm, you know, peace-oriented in comparison. But anyway, so when he appeared in court for the stun gun incident, there was extra security on hand, including the bailiff who had used the stun gun on him. Pete Barnes, the bailiff, said, first time in 8 years I ever had to pull a taser. You don't want
to. He had to.
You don't ever.
What's the evidence? They haven't even presented in the story that anything that this guy did but argue with the bailiff.
Yeah, I haven't seen his video, and I would like to see that. He apparently was recording video the whole time, so I'll have to do that later. Anyway, you don't ever want to do that to anybody, said the bailiff, but our job is to protect the people and not cause the defendant harm. You always hate to do things like that. Inside the courtroom, Peter, you know, at least he seems like he, you know, regrets it. A lot of times you won't even get a comment from a cop on what using force on somebody, or they'll make excuses for it. At least he seems like he didn't really want to. Anyway, inside the courtroom, Peterson remained defiant, refusing to take off his hat at first when the guard asked him to. Out of respect for the court...
Why should he take off a hat?
Well, because a man in a robe has deemed that
I don't take off a hat when I go to the cell phone store. When I wander into, you know, one of these big box stores, they don't tell me to take my hat off.
Mark, it's the respect for the courtroom. There's decorum. It's expected.
Why is it this particular room different than other rooms?
There's a man in a robe, and he is in charge.
Oh, no, he's not in charge of anything. He's a public servant.
No, he's in charge.
Right.
All those men with guns in the suits, they do what he says.
Right, and that's because they have a monopoly. If there was actually some kind of competition in arbitration services, instead of some, one of them being over the rest, they wouldn't be able to do this. It would be just,
yeah.
I mean, when you go into arbitration services, The paralegal sitting there doesn't demand you take your hat off. If they did, you'd be like, you're a weirdo.
Peterson eventually took his hat off, and the judge set a trial date for 3 days later, but Peterson didn't seem fazed by the experience. He said, just continue doing what I'm doing, he said, going to tell them they're wrong for trying to screw with me. Peterson's case attracted attention from other people who follow the ideology of the sovereign citizens in the Northwest, an area that has long been a hotbed of radicalism. Michael Hicks of Spokane had a SWAT team descend upon him and his cousin after they refused to get out of their vehicle. While he said he would call the fire department, which is funded through local taxes, if his house were on fire, Hicks referred to firefighters as our servants. Many sovereigns refuse to let what most consider to be contradictions get in their way. Peterson lives off of his mother, who receives monthly disability payments from the government, but he said he doesn't apply for any benefits. Accepting government support at this stage of the game is pretty near the end of the life of the Republic. What is known as the United States is pretty much non-consequential, he said. When Peterson was called back to court to discuss a possible deal for the stun gun incident, his defiance continued. He refused to rise when the judge entered the room, which I do that all the time. In fact, we've had situations where whole courtrooms full of people who are liberty activists up here have refused to rise for the judge.
I'm a Quaker. I don't rise for any person that, they don't rise for me. Why would I rise for them? Why?
Because the judge threatened to fine him in contempt and sentence him to 5 days in the county jail for not rising. Peterson then responded, I will rise under protest.
Jeez, if it was 5 days. See, the problem is that these things are life sentences. They can keep you in there for as long as they want on these circumstances. I wish a judge would give me 5 days in jail for not standing.
We'll tell you the rest of Historian Moments. Let's go to Skype, where Ryder is on the line. Ryder, you're on with us. Go ahead.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Thanks for being here. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I was thinking and I was listening to the show, and I was just wanting to bring up the problem with our federal government, and I was wondering if you would agree that our federal government is far too big to manage, and a lot of the programs and a lot of the taxes that would be better managed by the state should be transferred to the states instead, because we would see those tax dollars more locally and more in effect, like, because, you know, the states would have better tailored programs to us as a population and their boundaries rather than the federal government to the nation as a whole. Would you not agree?
I think that in general, decentralization is a good policy. I mean, obviously, I don't support the existence of the state. I'm a voluntarist. I think all humans should interact with one another on a consensual basis, and I think that the state, at least in its current incarnation, doesn't do that in any way, shape, or form. But I'd rather have 50 competing states than one monolithic state over top of everybody. So as much decentralization as possible, I think, is an absolute good thing, and that's why I fully support secession. And Ryder, appreciate hearing from you tonight via Skype. And by the way, you can Skype us at lrn.fm. There's more coming up here. One segment remains in this live Saturday edition of the program. 855-453 is our toll-free number. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today.
Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
But enough time for you and your thoughts if you make your call right now to 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free and brought to you by SACL CAI. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we're going to continue the rest of the story about the so-called sovereign citizen who, credit to this guy, he stands up for what he believes in. Now, I may not believe everything that he believes, but I'm pretty familiar with this ideology, and I have a lot of respect for somebody who's willing to stand up for their beliefs and their freedom and say to the people calling themselves the state, hey, yeah, I don't consent to this. I'm not interested in your system. Thanks, but goodbye.
Yeah, this guy just wants a different state.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't.
Citizens usually claim to be the citizen of their particular state.
That's certainly something some of them do. He is making the point here that, he's certainly no fan of the police. He sees them as revenue enforcers for the state. And at least the quotes in this article, I have a lot, with which I can agree. One of the things he did say that I don't like is that he suggested he might shoot back if he were shot at by the police. And I think that that is a problematic position because it makes you look crazy and is likely going to get you killed.
Yeah, it's not
going to
do any good for you.
You're not going to convince anybody if you're dead. Okay, so you may have some really good arguments, but if you don't get to speak them or write them from a prison cell, then you won't convince anyone. Can you imagine Martin Luther King? I mean, he wrote a lot of really great stuff from prison.
Yeah.
So if he'd gone out in a blaze of glory, we wouldn't have gotten any of that, and who knows what would have happened to the civil rights movement after that. All right. By the way, I did want to mention something. Talking about standing up for your rights. actually, you know, doing what you believe instead of just talking about what you believe, but actually taking action for that. Our friend Derek J. Freeman is somebody who does that on a regular basis, or has done that on a regular basis. In fact, he did it so much in a short period of time, in a one-year period of time, and recorded so much of it on video, because he was here in New Hampshire and surrounded by liberty activists. He himself had a video camera, and so does almost everybody else. We had all kinds of footage that we decided, we're going to make a movie out of this. And we did. It's called Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree. The street date is this Tuesday, so it has been online since July. You can go tonight and watch it for free at victimlesscrimespree.com. But what's happening Tuesday is the DVD's coming out. The director's cut DVD, which is loaded up with content. It's got 7+ hours of bonus footage on there. All the stuff we couldn't put in the movie because you don't have enough time, but we really liked anyway. That's all there for you. Two commentary tracks, one featuring Derek J. By himself talking about the film and his experiences, and the other one with myself, Derek J., and the editor, Bo Davis, all commenting. The disc is something I think is absolutely great, and the price is excellent as well. If you're a fan of the film, if you've already seen it, you're going to want to have this to add to your collection and loan out to people. One of the neatest things about the process of doing this movie, Mark, and I don't know if I've told you about this yet, please tell me if I have, but one of the most interesting things was working with our DVD distributor, and it's a company called NVD. When we were designing the cover for the movie, there's certain things that they require that you put on there. You know, you've got to put a UPC code that they provide you. There's like a title number for their catalog, mm-hmm. NVD title number. There's certain requirements you have to get on there. And one of those requirements was the, you know, that kind of classic warning that they have down at the bottom of every single DVD.
Like, yeah, you've got to...
Warning, the FBI will come and get you if you copy this movie. That
you gotta,
kind of thing.
You got to get threatened before you watch any movie, right?
Right. So I actually asked them, I said, you know, I don't really feel comfortable with that. How about we put this down there? And the text on that you'll find on the back side of the DVD where the warning normally is says, thank you, in all big letters like it normally says warning. Thank you for buying a copy of this movie. Feel free to screen it for your friends and family, or even copy it for them. We are confident that if they enjoy it, they're likely to buy a copy for themselves or a loved one, so as to inspire future productions like this. They agreed to putting that on the backside of this DVD.
It's good.
Which I just thought really shows that you're dealing with a pretty special company, right? Because I'm sure MVD would like to sell as many copies of this disc as possible, so for them to you know, go with that kind of counter normal thinking of let's put a message on this disc that says, hey, you can copy this if you want to, I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
So you can get it for $8.99, pre-order price at Amazon. Just go to order.victimlesscrimespree.com. Again, that's order.victimlesscrimespree.com. And again, movie street date is on Tuesday, so your time's running out to get in on the pre-order. Now, we've been talking about the so-called sovereign citizen movement and a young man who seems to be going it alone in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. He is standing up for what he believes in and is now facing multiple criminal charges as a result of trying to get a video camera in a courtroom, which I think is a really important thing for people to do. If you're going to go to court, if you are going to stand up for what you believe in, and you're going to take that risk, then try your best to get a camera in there. And I don't mean like rush security. I mean, see what it requires. Call them in advance, call the court and say, hey, I'd like to record my hearing that's coming up. What do you want me to do? Because they're going to put some hoop up for you to jump through. But in my opinion, it's worth it because having a camera there can show the world whatever it is that your theory is. It'll provide a really easy to access record. You just put it up on YouTube for anyone to look at and draw their own conclusions about and judge, you know, based on their own opinions and generate their own opinions about your particular legal strategy. Did it work? Was it worthwhile? Let people make a decision on this, because there's some people out there that claim they win in these courtrooms. They claim that, oh, well, you didn't do this legal theory right because I've done it right and I know because I've won this and this and this. Well, okay, I'll ask them, well, do you have it on video? Do you even have audio of it? Do you have anything, court records? Do you have anything to prove?
Right.
That,
if I'm going to put my freedom on the line, please have enough, and you're going to give me advice on how to do that, please have enough respect to have, done this and show me how.
Right. Now, there's somebody that I do respect because I know he does these things in court. Jay Noon, he's called this show mm-hmm. a number of times. He said a friend of his is going to court on a like a driving while suspended or driving without registration, one of those freedom to travel issues. And I said, Jay, have you ever tried to bring a court into or a camera into the courthouse? He said, no. He never even really considered that. I said, well, you really should do it because it's not that hard. Because after we encountered a situation in Massachusetts with my hearing in Palmer, when I was arrested for carrying a video camera into the town hall there, the court security flipped out as liberty activists showed up with multiple video cameras and tried to get in. It made some interesting footage, which we posted at freekeen.com. You can find it there. But since then, we looked into it. All right, what does it take to, you know, jump through their hoops to get these cameras in? And there's a registration process. There's a media registration process, which both myself and Daryl Perry from FPP.cc have gone through and has been approved. So now, next time we go down there, we should be able to walk in theory, presuming they follow their own rules, which they don't always do, and hand them this, you know, government form that basically will authorize us to, you know, let them part the door so we can actually go in with a video camera. So hopefully we'll start to see some more videos come out of some of these folks who have these theories. But one other thing about the story about the guy in Coeur d'Alene. In the end, Peterson took the deal the prosecutors offered. No jail time, but the Alfred plea, which means he did not admit to the criminal act, but acknowledged the prosecution likely had enough evidence to convict him. But Peterson knows his struggle's not over. He says, I'm going to keep living my life, and if they have a problem with it, then I have to go to court and argue. He said, it's not like I'm going to change the way I live or drive just because some bailiff tased me or a judge said I'm guilty. And, you know, kudos to him for standing firm on his beliefs. But he did take the plea.
Yeah, you know, I can, you know, I mean, the problem with the legal system in this country, I hate to call it judicial because it alludes to the idea of justice, and there's just not much of that going on in the judicial system. So let's call it the legal system. The legal system in this country is broken. I mean, it's broken beyond repair. Well, actually, I could repair it. I'll give you an idea here in just a minute. But when it comes to the idea that, you know, they pile up all these charges on people and force them to take pleas. Well, what does a plea do? Who does that help? Does that help society as a whole, taxpayers? No. Pleas help. The only people that pleas are good for, they're bad for everybody else. They're good for guilty people and government bureaucrats, specifically prosecutors.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two people they're good for. The people that we pay to do work and the people that we don't want to be lenient on. So why in the world would you have these? Well, the reason is so that you can turn the legal system into a money-generating system. Here's how you fix it. You make plea bargains illegal, and you dock prosecutors for people that have prosecuted that have been found innocent, and people that have been prosecuted that have hung jury.
You mean consequences for these guys?
Right, consequences for prosecutors, because prosecutors can bring anybody to trial for anything that they want, and there's no consequence to them. They don't have to go to jail. So consequences, you dock their pay, and they're less likely to take shoddy cases to court.
I support that.
And get rid of plea bargains, so they actually do their job. And then the people that are found guilty are going to be people that have hurt somebody.
You got my vote for state rep, Mark.
There you go.
You should put that legislation
forward.
Thank you. All right, and we can do these things in New Hampshire because we actually have liberty activists getting elected here. Where else is that happening?
Nowhere.
So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Mark will join you for the Sunday show tomorrow.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.